The partial shutdown of the U.S. government, which has directly affected about 25% of its workforce, is now 32 days old. The previous record was 21 days. The main reason why this one's gone on so long is because Democrats and Republicans are so dug in, they've been unwilling to compromise on what they want. For President Donald Trump and other Republicans, that's $5.7 billion in funding to build a barrier between the U.S. and Mexico. For Democrats, that's a wall they don't want to be built and don't want to approve the money for. On Saturday, President Trump made a speech and an offer from the White House. In exchange for funding for the border wall or barrier, he said that people who were illegally brought into the U.S. as children would be allowed to stay for an additional 3 years without the threat of being deported, sent back to their home countries. Some others who were temporarily allowed to stay in the U.S. because of instability in their home countries were also included in the president's offer. Republican leaders say this is a reasonable and fair compromise that could end the partial government shutdown. But some other Republicans say it goes too far in helping people who are in the U.S. illegally. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats said the offer was unacceptable, partly because it includes proposals that Democrats have already rejected, and partly because it didn't include permanent protections for undocumented immigrants, something Democrats want. Negotiations between Republicans and Democrats have continued throughout the shutdown, but an end to it is still nowhere in sight.